And welcome, everybody, to the Captain's America radio show and Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops, where we speak with a military man or woman serving America from the forward areas in either Iraq, Afghanistan, or wherever they happen to be, aboard ship or in the Air Force at those air bases around the world. Joining us today from Camp Marmal in Afghanistan is Sergeant First Class Robert Gordon, hometown Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Sergeant Gordon, thanks very much for being on the program, and please go ahead and say hello to everybody and anybody who might be listening today.
I just want to say thank you for letting me be on the station and everything, and I thank my family and friends for supporting me throughout the years of me serving this great country of ours.
All right, very good. And Sergeant Gordon, what is it that you do for the military over there?
I am currently a headquarters platoon sergeant in a helicopter maintenance company. My primary job is I am a Black Hawk helicopter mechanic.
All right, and you are over there with the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade in Camp Marmal, Afghanistan, correct?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, give us an idea of what your job entails and has to do with the overall mission that's there. Obviously, being a mechanic, you got to keep the birds flying, and you said Blackhawks, and that's a very important part of what we're doing over there, right?
Yes, sir, it is. My job over here is to maintain all the airframes in the cab. What we do here is when the aircraft are flying so many hours, they come to us, and we basically not tear them completely down, but enough to where we can inspect, like, the engines, the rotor blades, things like that, and then we put them back together and give them back to the boys out there flying on the missions.
Okay, now I've heard a lot of discussion about how sand affects helicopters over in Iraq, but what's the big problem over there in Afghanistan, other than the change of weather, going from the heat to the cold, and I do mean up into snow and whatnot?
It's about the same with the sand getting into the engines and everything into the intakes. You know, it wears the stator blades down quicker, so our engine mechanics have to inspect them more often. And,
okay. And folks, we're speaking with Sergeant.
Our guys here are really good at what they do.
All right, and folks, we're speaking with Army Sergeant First Class Robert Gordon, calling us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Sergeant Gordon, your average day. I know it's not a 9 to 5. Give us an idea of what your average day is like.
My day consists of me showing up to work about 0800 in the morning, and then I work until about 2000 to about 2200. Make sure all the men and the women in my platoon are taken care of. Ensuring the aircraft are up flying, you know what they have to do. Right now, I'm currently where we have moved where we basically work out of. Again, so that took my past week, all my time up doing that. So I had to, you know, break tents down and move up to this other area, and that took about 4 days of my time. But other than that, it's get up at about 0730, 0700, and I head to work about 0800, and just walk around making sure everybody's taken care of.
All right, and folks, we're speaking with Army Sergeant First Class Robert Gordon. He's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, calling us live from Camp Marmal in Afghanistan. His home base here in the States, Fort Hood, Texas. He's with the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade. Well, Sergeant Gordon, the Army moves on its stomach. How's the chow?
Well, it's not bad. I can't complain. You could have worse, to be honest with you. Don't get me wrong, I am from Philly, so you know, I have a plethora of food where I'm from, so sometimes I would like to be able to go to, you know, a steak shop, get a cheesesteak, you know, the infamous Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
So, but right now I can't, but I'm quite content with the outcome of our, you know,
the food
right now.
Is there anything close to a sandwich over there that in Philly, the cheesesteak sandwich, anything close?
Not yet, but we do have lunch meat. You know, you have a salad bar per se, and you can go there and get lunch meat and make a sandwich and, basically make as big as you like.
Okay.
But, I mean,
and
someday in the near future.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people join the military to make a career out of it, and once they get in there and they're making a career, they do the further education and get their college degrees and all that. Is that something else that you've been doing?
I have worked on my education, you know, before. Currently, it's a little hard because being deployed, you know, with their your time being taken out with work, the hours you have to work and everything, it's you don't get a whole lot of time off, and the time you do get off, it's consist of, you know, taking a shower, getting something to eat, and, you know, relaxing and watching a movie in your bunk, and then just passing out and waking up the next morning, back to work.
Well, with the time that you do get to yourself when you're not working, what do you do? What are your hobbies?
My hobbies back home or in the Army? My hobbies back home.
What are your hobbies? What do you do to pass the time over there in Afghanistan?
What I do to pass time over here is... Well, we just recently opened up a movie theater here in a big tent, which is great. So I enjoy going to watching a movie and just relaxing just to bring myself down. And it's enjoying my day, you know, a couple hours watching a movie. And where I'm at, the other nations have a coffee shop, so I'm able to go there and, you know, and have a coffee and just relax. And that's the one thing I like to do. And, well, the occasional game of darts, because I enjoy, you know, shooting darts.
Yeah, and, of course, folks, we are speaking with Army Sergeant First Class Robert Gordon, hometown Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, calling us live from Camp Marmal in Afghanistan. He's currently with the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade, and they are over in Afghanistan where he is a mechanic and a platoon sergeant, and make sure that those Blackhawks are flying over there. Well, Sergeant Gordon, does your family have a military history?
My uncle was a helicopter mechanic. He maintained Hueys back in Vietnam. He did 3 tours in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather was in the Army Air Corps back in the 50s. My oldest brother, Bill, he was in the Army himself. My brother, Brian, he was in the Army. My father was in the Navy, and my grandfather actually retired from the Navy, my other grandfather.
All right, and, very good. And Sergeant Gordon, people always want to know, this is kind of a miss, you know, it's got several answers to it, but when people want to send things to the military, especially units like yours over there in Afghanistan, what is it you actually would like to have people send to you instead of some of the stuff you get?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I'm different than I prefer my family sending Twizzlers. You know, I'm a Twizzler freak. But mostly my family takes good care of me. I'm grateful to have a great family back in Pennsylvania. And so I get everything I really need.
How about mail?
I'm not really sure.
How about mail?
Mail comes on a regular basis here. It's now that we've been here for the amount of time we've been here, our mail it flows in regularly without a problem.
Okay, well, we have a lot of elementary schools down here because we're in the backyard of CENTCOM. We have a lot of military schools down here, elementary and junior high schools that adopt soldiers, and they're regularly sending them mails, mail and pictures and stuff like that. Is that something going on over there where you're at?
Yes. I've had many packages sent from different organizations. Actually, a lot of from, you know, the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, the Girl Scouts, all of them, and a lot of from, like, our older generation, you know, their homes sending us things too. And I've actually replied to a few people and thanking them for their generous gifts, trying to, you know, with them supporting us. Because I myself, all of us are grateful for everything they send to us.
Okay, very good. Well, folks, we've been speaking today with Army Sergeant First Class Robert Gordon, hometown Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, calling us live from Camp Marmal in Afghanistan, home station here in the States, Fort Hood, Texas, currently with the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade. And once again, Sergeant Gordon, I want you to say hello, goodbye to everybody and anybody that's listening today to the show.
I want to thank everybody back in the United States for all the support they give us. I want to especially thank my brother, Billy, and Brian, and my sister, Debbie, for supporting me, my entire family, the Welshes, and my Aunt Winnie and my nieces, Chelsea and Brianna, and my nephew, Ryan and Brian and Sean. I miss them greatly. I can't wait to get home so I can go out and hang out with them and spend some really great quality time with all of them. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, Sergeant Gordon, hold the line for a second here. Folks, you've been listening to another live interview from Camp Marmal, Afghanistan. Sergeant First Class Robert Gordon, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.